Now, another Christmas lottery in Madrid, in Spain, has come and gone. And a few days ago, I was going to tell you about this and the results and a few things like that. But after I did the original podcast, I actually almost poked my eye out with a branch in the Retiro Park and have been out of commission for a few days. So that was not fun, but things are getting better. And as they say in Spanish, or no hay mal que por bien no venga, which is basically translated as every cloud has a silver lining. In a sense, it was better that I wait, because just today, an item of news which is getting national attention has grabbed headlines, and it is related to the lottery. So let me tell you about it, because it's sort of a crazy story, and it's the kind of crazy story that you hear about in this country from time to time. Is something, it involves a tradition like the lottery. It involves the tradition of the small town, the village, the joy, the elation, and then the tragedy, all wrapped up together, and then finally a solution. So let me tell you what this is all about. We are talking about a town in the province of León, which is in the region of Castilla y León. And this town is called Villa Manin. It's a small town, sort of up in the hills, getting close to the mountains of the north of León as they get close to the province of Asturias. So we are talking about a village to the northwest of Madrid and getting close to the northern coast of Spain. So you have the Spanish lottery, which started in 1812, and then you have this Christmas lottery, which I believe started in 1896, I'm going to say 95, 96, and it's been going on practically continuously since then. And it's one of the great traditions at Christmas in this country. It sort of surprises a lot of people who are not from here or who have not lived here to think that a lottery would be something very modern and a little bit not really that important. But here it is a really, really big tradition in this country. And I've talked about it in other podcasts and tried to give as much detail as possible. I might have to do that again in the future, but let me just tell you how this works. There are 100,000 numbers, and there are tons of prizes. Of the big prizes, there's a first prize, a second prize, a third prize, and then there are two fourth prizes, because they have the same amount of money that you win, and then eight fifth prizes, and then there are tons of minor prizes, which basically means you win 100 euros for your 20 euro lottery ticket that you put down. I've had that happen to me several times. In fact, this year I got lucky, and on one of my lottery tickets, I won 100 euros, which is not going to pay for my mortgage or anything like that, but it certainly brightened up my Christmas a little bit. And the system works as follows, because it's important to know this to understand what we're talking about here. You have 100,000 numbers, but that doesn't mean only 100,000 people can play. Many, many people can have the same number, because each number, each lottery ticket is actually one of 10 lottery tickets, which make up a series. So let's just imagine the winning number is 22,391. That's your lottery ticket. So if you have, you can have 10 of that lottery ticket of that same number, and that's called a series. and there'll be many series of that same number. So essentially, many, many, many people can win first prize or second prize. And so the winning number, the winning amount isn't huge by comparison, compared to other lotteries, you know, like the Euro Millions or the Mega Millions or whatever, or the, what's the famous one? Mega Millions in the United States and the Powerball and things like that. But you make less money or you win less money, but it's spread out among more people. And that makes it sort of special. And I think it's very nice that a lot of people will win money. And first prize awards 400,000 euros to anyone who has the winning number on one lottery ticket. One lottery ticket of that winning number. And this year, that winning number was 70, let me think here. It was 79,432. 79,432. That was the winning number. So if you had a lottery ticket called a decimo, it means 1/10, you would win 400,000. If you had two lottery tickets of that same number, well, then it would be 800,000 and so on. Okay, so that's how it works. And so many people will win the lottery. And in this case, this year, it was a lot of people from Madrid or from León, the city or the province. And that's because that winning number was sold mainly in Madrid and mainly in León. Okay, so that's the next point that I want to get across. Now, a cool thing is when the small villages have a winning number. Now, when you go to a lottery shop, agency, the official places where you can buy the lottery different numbers from the different lotteries, if we're talking about the Christmas one, well, they don't have all the numbers at all the lottery shops. And if you're in a small town, they'll have fewer numbers because they're going to sell fewer numbers. And why is that important? Well, if a certain town hits the jackpot, meaning that the winning number is the number that was sold, or one of the numbers that was sold in a small town, well, chances are a lot of people from that same town will win that number. And so a lot of money goes into the town and it makes it special for the village. And in this case, Villa Manin, which has a population of only 700 people, well, they hit the jackpot last Monday because the lottery is always on December 22nd. And so that was really exciting. Lots of people won. Overall, I think about something like 39 million euros were won by tickets sold in and around that village and the neighboring towns. And so that was really good news for the people. And they were probably all in the streets celebrating, popping open bottles of champagne and dancing around, the typical thing you do when you win the Christmas lottery. And well, that was the good news. But then suddenly, or a few days later, I should say, this news came out about a controversy, and a very real controversy. And it turns out that in this town, there is a commission for the different festivities that are held in Villa Manin throughout the year. A lot of times the patron saint fiestas and other events that they have. And this commission was in charge of raising money, you know, to pay for certain things. And how did they do that? Well, what they did is they came up with this these subdivision tickets. In other words, a typical lottery ticket, this decimo, which is 1/10, cost 20 euros. But what they decided to do was that they would sell what they call sort of sub-tickets, portions of that ticket, And add a little bit more on, that extra amount would go toward raising money for the town's festivities. And these were called papeletas. And so what would happen was each papeleta would cost 5 euros. And of the 5 euros, one would go to the commission and the other 4 would be for whatever prize you won. If you won first prize, great, which was the case here. Or if you won fifth prize, you'd get a certain amount of money. But you wouldn't get the same. For example, let me explain this there. One lottery ticket, if it's first prize, would get you 400,000. But if you had bought a smaller ticket worth 4 euros, then you would get 1/5 of that 400,000, which would be 80,000. And that's the process, or that's what they were doing in this town. And they sold tons of them. And what they would do, because this had to be sanctioned by the local lottery agency, and they would have to, you know, have stamps and everything on it. And once they sold these papeletas, then they would take the papeletas that they sold, or the numbers that were assigned to them, and the money, and they would go to the lottery agency. And that way the lottery agency knew how many of these papeletas had been sold, and they would assign it to one of the main lottery tickets. What does that mean? And I'm doing my best to explain it because it makes a lot of sense to me, but it doesn't necessarily make any sense to anyone who has never played this. Why they do that is because if that number wins the lottery, you have to have an official lottery ticket that backs up the prize money for the smaller ones, because these are sort of extra official tickets. And what happened was there was this scandal, because when it turned out that they had won these the first prize in this town, a number of people who had these papeletas soon learned that they were worthless and that they couldn't get their 80,000. And why did that happen? Well, because 50 of these papeletas, which had been sold, were not taken to the lottery agency before the lottery was held. And so these 50 tickets were not valid because the lottery agency didn't assign any main ticket to them. So the others would have been valid. I think what happened, they had 81 lottery tickets that were backing these papeletas, but these last 50 would represent another 10 lottery tickets. But because they weren't taken to the lottery agency, those 50 papeletas were not associated with any tickets. And those were the ones who didn't have, even though they had a piece of paper saying that they had won and they had the winning number, the lottery agency said, yeah, but those numbers didn't get to us. And this was an honest mistake. It was just a screw up on the part of the commission. Whoever was supposed to do that didn't take it to the lottery agency. And so it wasn't intentional, as some people were saying. It wasn't like fraud. It was basically, from what my understanding, an honest-to-God mistake, but a very costly one, because those 50 tickets, those 50 smaller tickets, the papeletas, were worth 10 of the decimos, and that's 4 million euros. So suddenly, the commission had sold 4 million euros worth of winning lottery tickets, but they didn't have that money because they didn't have them assigned to the main ticket. So once that was discovered, it was a big deal. As you can imagine, the excitement at first, the elation, suddenly turned into confusion and frustration. And on December 26th, the day after Christmas, on Friday, what they decided to do was hold a meeting and see what they could do about it. There were a couple of options. One that was being proposed was that those who did have the papeleta, which could be easily associated or clearly associated with a winning lottery ticket, and they'd get their 80,000. The request was that those people give up a small portion of that winning money. I think it was from 80,000, they would have to give up 4,800 euros and basically chip in to pay for the other 4 million euros that were missing or didn't have any, there was no money to pay out those other people. So everyone would sort of, help out. Now, some people were willing to do that. Others were not so willing to do that. Okay, they felt like this was a screw up on the commission's part, and it was, and that they should figure out the answer. In fact, some more radical positions was that they should, the commission should find the 4 million and pay them out, and they're not going to give them a dime. And so those were sort of the two extremes there. Then you had another possibility that they didn't come to an agreement at this town meeting. Well, then maybe legal proceedings would have to take place. But it turns out that would be complicated because the Festivities Commission was not an official association. So then they would have to start suing people on an individual basis, and that would be taking things to court. It could get drawn out the way things, when you go down the legal route, they tend to get very messy and drawn out. And for those people who wanted to cash in their lottery ticket now, well, then they may have to wait months, probably years, for that to be resolved. And who wants that to happen? And in the end, we're talking about a small town where everyone knows each other. And I'm assuming whoever it was, or the people who were responsible for returning that booklet of those 50 papeletas to the lottery agency and didn't do it, were probably feeling pretty crappy and thinking that they had screwed up big time. And a bit of humanity took over. This is my guess. What has happened? The most recent information that I have is that after the meeting, which was apparently quite tense at times, I'm not surprised. They actually had the local police, the Guardia Civil, and even ambulance services there, just in case things got out of hand. And they came to an agreement. And how did this work out? Well, the commission had bought some tickets too. I think it was all the tickets they had bought, maybe five tickets or something that was worth about 2 million euros. They agreed to give up that winning amount, 2 million euros. I guess the only comfort is that it wasn't theirs at the beginning, or that it wasn't money that they had until a few days ago, as a sign of realizing that they had screwed up. So 2 million of the 4 million was going to be done that way, and the remaining 2 million that was owed, that part would be ceded, forfeited by the other winners. Remember, I was telling you at first that they would have to give, there was one proposal for them to forfeit 4,800. Well, I think it's half of that. It was 2,400 or something like that, less than before. And that way, everyone sort of made that gesture to save the situation. If the way I look at it now, it seems like it was the only reasonable decision that they could make to save the situation, avoid legal complications, and make sure everyone got their money as soon as possible. I'm sure it hasn't satisfied everyone, but I'm sure it's as close to satisfying as many as possible. And I think if from what my understanding is, that's the way it's been settled, It certainly says a lot for these people of this town, and how they were able to, from what I understand, more or less peacefully resolve the situation. And if that's the case, I certainly commend them for that. I also think it's a very humane and Christmassy way of settling a potentially bitter dispute. And a perfect story for Christmas time. Anyway, that'll be all for today's podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please leave us any questions or comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian's Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the very best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.